Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor, or describing ourselves as being registered, does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. I am very excited about today's show. I have with me Shahid Rahman, and I will introduce him a bit more in a moment. The reason that we're visiting with Shahid is because today we're leaning into the physical dimension of well-being. And as listeners should know by now, the thesis of Wealth Partner is that wealth is a rainbow, money is one of the colors. We grew out of a traditional wealth management firm, so we start with the financial conversation, but we have a whole health and well-being offering. And we are passionate about helping people thrive in all the dimensions of their true wealth. And today we're focusing on the physical, and this is the first show that we've done around the physical dimension of well-being. Shahid is here. He runs Strata Fit. Strata Fit and Garden of the Gods Club are closely affiliated, and he runs the fitness center. And I'm a member at Garden of the Gods, wonderful, long-standing entity here in the Springs. And it's just been delightful getting to know the team over there. And when I turned 50, I went to Shahid and I said, hey, man, it's time for me to level up with the fitness. I've been around gyms for a long time. I am something of an athlete, and I would love for you to just show me what I'm doing wrong or give me some new exercises. So we spent some time together. And he actually, the very first thing he asked me was, do you work with sandbags? I had never even thought about it, but I was talking about mountain athlete, functional fitness, and that was his first suggestion. Well, we went on to work together for, what, four or five, six different sessions. Right. You know, wonderful spirit, and but we had this working through of all these different exercises. At the end of the day, gyms are fairly limited, and the kind of training that I was looking to do, I said, hey, man, I've just got to take this outside. I was doing a big ski touring race called the Grand Traverse, and so I went out, but I took his very first recommendation, sandbags, and I just started hucking them around and throwing them over my shoulder and doing these various moves, and it's absolutely changed my life. So the context for me and Shah was that in the hall one day at the club, I said, hey, you know, that suggestion that you made, the very first suggestion you made, has been so transformative to me, and I just wanted to say thank you. And then it got me thinking, we should have him on the show to give the audience, in the spirit of offering something of value, which is what we try to do in every show, a nugget or two or five for the community in this dimension of the physical. And Shah's just got this kindness about him. His eyes are gentle, and he just put his hand over his chest and said, thank you. And so here we are a few weeks later, super fun. Shah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patrick. It's great to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great to be with you. It's fun to do these in studio. So we're just looking at each other. And the idea is just to fall into some conversation. And so I reached out to Shah a week or so ago, and I said, hey, here's the way it's going to go. We're just going to be riffing with each other, trying to add something of value to the community. And how about some topics, just things that we can, you know, launch off with, talking points. And your very first one is one that is so important to me. And it is my why. So understanding one's why is critically important to a sense of wealth in general. But let's talk about how that applies specifically to the physical dimension of wealth and well-being. My why was the topic at the top of your list. So tell me about that.
Well, I would say that everyone has their own why. Mm-hmm. There's no wrong why, right? It's a reflection of what's driving you, your values. And if it's looks, if it's picking up your grandchild, your why is yours. And really what it comes down to is fitness is yours. It's the thing you have domain over. It's the thing you have control over and the thing you can change your life with more than just about any other aspect that
really
I'm aware
true.
Of.
Yeah.
So to me, the why doesn't matter, but I need to meet the client where they are, and that's their why.
So the why matters, but what they say, you don't have a judgment about it, but what is driving this motivation?
Many folks, yeah. Exactly. Many folks who come to the fitness center at Strata, they don't have a strong fitness background, but they know, or at least they've heard from their doctor, from their significant others, maybe I should take a few steps towards becoming more fit for whatever reason that may be. Well, just because your doctor told you or because you're being shamed into looking a certain way, that's not really where I'm headed for you. I need to find out what is it that drives you, motivates you. Here's an example. I have a client who's a poker player and he has marathon sessions, you know, 4 hours, yeah. 6 hours. Right. That's a lot of sitting in addition to the traveling to get to where he's going. Okay, so we need to work on endurance. That's where you are. That's your passion. So we'll work on that. I have a woman in her early 70s. Gardening's her passion. Mm-hmm. Well, your sandbag has come in heavy more than once in our training.
The one I left at the gym.
As soon as she realized she could start picking up those garden soil bags, transformed.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then she saw, okay, now I get it. It's not just we're going through the motions of certain functional exercises. There's a why behind it. Mm-hmm. And it was the thing that I cared about most. And now it's much easier. I don't have to think about carrying a bag somewhere. I don't have to think about putting a piece of luggage in an overhead compartment.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
That's a little wise.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And that way it's not, well, because the cultural narrative suggests that I should, or because it's a New Year's resolution, but really encouraging people to get in touch with their why.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. And so when they come to you, assuming they have their why, the next thing on your list, I would think, flowed from that. Maybe not. Maybe these are can be mutually exclusive, or we can talk about them in a vacuum. But the next thing on your list was what are triggers and finding triggers. So does the why play into that next line of thinking, or are these just totally different paradigms?
No, I'd say when you asked me for a few, hey, give me an idea of what we might talk about, what I should ask you. It flowed sort of from the, for me, like the moment I sort of get to know who you are to the point where we are ready to take you to the next level on your own, for your own fitness journey. So this would be still the early stages. You know, once I find out what drives you, now it's talking about a little more of, okay, what motivates you? What triggers you? What is that thing that got you to the point where you said, I'm going to the gym today? Because if you don't, you know, you're never literally pulling that trigger to start the momentum, which is another thing I was talking about, the momentum. But it's, you know, what is it? The thought of picking up your grandchild? Is it the thought of doing your favorite hobby? Is it the thought of looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? I'm not ashamed of how I look. You know, those are the triggers. And again, like your why, they're all important. They're yours.
Yeah, so then let's roll into the momentum piece of that. And then try to tie them all back together for this. Okay. It's because it sounds like we're in the realm of motivation now, before actual tactical movements, so to speak, with the exercises themselves. But this, the mindset is really what we're talking about. So,
totally.
All right, so we've got our why, our triggers, and momentum. So just stack, help listeners stack that a bit. Again, the why is qualified as?
I'd say the why comes from outside of the gym.
Okay.
Or outside of the realm of working with a trainer.
Yep.
You know, what got you to even thinking, whether it's your doctor, significant other, or your own realization that this hurts when I do this, there must be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving from the why to the trigger would be, okay, what's it going to take to get me to commit to myself?
Mm.
Well, hopefully it's something supportive. It's not something that you're kind of whipping yourself about. This is your own carrot.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as a potential reality for yourself in 3 to 6 months?
I would think that distinction's really important.
I want you to be drawn to it. I never want to push anyone. I want to help you imagine where you can be. And it's a reality that you can make.
Yep.
You know, it's not where you are now, but that's the beauty of life. You have the choices you can make and you can change.
Yeah, that personal sovereignty is important to our sense of well-being and self. Yeah.
So going into the momentum, it's okay, just get started. Find something that's, you know, inviting. It doesn't have to be comfortable necessarily. you may find that, you know, I want to feel like I'm being pushed. Okay. If you find that person or that scenario that gets you there, that's your momentum. Just get started. And momentum also means in your day-to-day life, building some regularity, building that time during the day, those days of the week, and those certain movement patterns that get you closer to and always checking in with, well, where do I want to be? Is it for my heart disease that's creeping up on me? Is it for weight loss? Is it for lifting? Whatever it might be, lifting a person, lifting a garden bag. That's how we sort of like to frame it, getting you bought into your own so that you're driving this process.
Well, and I would imagine it starts to become a feedback loop, like with most positive things. So you have your why, you have your triggers, sure. You start to build some momentum.
Absolutely.
And then you realize, oh, this is working in service of my why. And
yes.
Then it just continues to feed and snowball.
And what I like to do as a trainer is after maybe 3 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe invite you back to those things you originally said were
yes.
your goals.
Yeah.
Let's see, are these really your goals still? Have things changed for you? Okay, you talked about lifting this particular thing, being able to manage this movement pattern in an unstable way, for example. All right, let's get you on the BOSU, grab that sandbag, and let's see what you can do. You're mm-hmm. in a safe environment. We're just testing, you know, come reality time when you're in real life, you have to make a quick lateral movement to possibly move your grandchild out of harm's way at the zoo where
yeah,
the giraffe
right.
is coming in to lick his head. And you're like, you got that capability. You're
okay.
not going to lose a hip or a knee, you know?
Yeah, I know. To use that illustration, that happens at the zoo and you're able to do it. It's amazing. We have this offering, Salugenics, for our clients, health and well-being offering. And we just finished the physical dimension last month. And I had a 72-year-old client, a wealth management client, but she's taking advantage of this health and well-being offering. And we were talking about HIIT training, high intensity or high impact and
mm-hmm.
intensity.
Yes.
What does it stand for? Is that right?
High intensity impact training.
High intensity impact training.
Oh, interval, excuse me. High intensity interval training.
Yes.
You got to take a rest.
Yes, thank you. But she was 72 and was intimidated by that.
Oh.
And so my director of health and well-being made some suggestions. And she implemented those and just posted on the Salugenics page that I've had a great experience. I was able to, it was in this case, actually open a window across her kitchen sink. Those lower back muscles, you know, that was her thing. It is really working, as was her statement in the community. And that's just wonderful. So I like this first part of the segment. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. But we find out our why. What are our triggers that are going to get us motivated? The momentum starts to build, but really starts to flow once we start seeing how our why is being served. So we've talked about headspace more on the first side of the show. We're going to go to break for a moment. We're going to be back with Shah with some more tips in just a moment.
The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com. That's wealth spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, W-E-L-L-T-H-partner.com.
Welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, Wise on KRDO News Radio. Here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Welcome back. We are in for a great second half of the show today. We've been talking a little bit about at the break where we want this to go. And so far we've talked about the first tier, if you will, to a fitness journey, whether you're coming off the couch or you're an established athlete just wanting to go next level, which is my why. And what are the triggers that are going to get me in the gym or outside or wherever you do your exercise? And then the power of momentum. So as you start to see results, it starts to go back and feed your why. Your why can change or stay the same, but it becomes part of your lifestyle, which is the goal ultimately, to have it as a in a healthy balance with the rest of your dimensions of well-being. The next thing on the list that Shao wrote down to talk about was that maturity never gets old. And he's got a lot of thought behind this. So just why don't you run with that for a little bit and tell me what you're thinking there in this flow of why trigger momentum and then maturity never gets old as a principle.
Okay, let me play with those two words a little bit. Old has its own valuation. And when it comes to wine, awesome. But when it comes to our bodies and our mindsets, maybe not so great. I could say wise, but no, I was actually going for what does old mean to a person, especially as you start to identify with that word. Mature, as I recall, mature, actually the root word of mature in Latin means ripe. So if you can stay ripe as long as possible, and I don't mean overripe, I mean ripe and ready. That's really the goal over time. You want to be your fittest, you know.
Fittest versus broken down.
Correct.
Okay.
And you got to find that balance, right?
Yeah.
Just like a fruit has to find its balance. Like don't take it too far. You don't want too much sun. You don't want too much water. Well, you don't need too much exercise and you don't need too much rest time. You got to find the balance. And that's what's going to keep you from identifying with any negative connotation of old.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. And it's important to keep all of these things in balance. We can get so hyper-focused on one dimension of well-being that others suffer. So I appreciate the balanced perspective there. And that it's we were talking a little bit about, or at the break, Roger's with us in studio, and he had some good comments just about, you know, he's 67 years old and he still runs and is active and vital. And there are people that are younger than him that can't. And then we're going to have a guest on the show soon. He's 76 years old, and we just skied Quandary the other day, Mount Quandary outside of Breck, you know. So it's really neat to see the physical journey in our overall, in the context of our overall wealth, but and qualifying it as well span, you know, always not too ripe, not broken down, but our well span. And you're going to burn out. Do you see people in your profession where they focus so much on the physical that maybe other dimensions just fall apart altogether, or even in that dimension that they were so committed to, they just crash?
If you recall the things that I suggested, maybe ask me, this speaks to the next one, which is the mind-body connection.
Okay.
And folks are missing out sometimes on checking in and listening to what their bodies are saying. They're mistaking going too hard, too long, for a good workout, or for, in some cases, people are actually sort of punishing themselves. Like, oh, because of all my slacking when I was younger, I'm going to really make up for it now. Well, not to the point where you're in pain, and not to the point where you're not listening to, if your body needs rest, take it. If you happen to have a coach who's motivating you and you're at that point where you're not paying attention to what your body's feeling, now you're working on someone else's goals, not yours. So when folks burn out or injure themselves, it's often because they're not making that mind-body connection.
I see now what you meant by that. I did see it on the list, but I see where you take that. And that has a very powerful other side. So I did the Grand Traverse a few weeks ago specifically to find my wall.
Wow.
When my mind said, you're done. You cannot go any further. So it was, you know, 8,700 feet of climbing, 42 miles, start at midnight. You just need to be from Crested Butte to Aspen by 4 or 5 the next day, ski touring. So, and it's just, it's a slog. I mean, it's just a mental suffer fest. And I found my wall. But the mind-body connection, I thought this is where you were going. The old Navy SEAL idea that the 60-40 rule, once you've hit your wall, you think you're done, you've got about 60% left in the tank or whatever that rule is. I wanted to experience that. And I did. Mm-hmm. It was a very powerful experience for me, but transformative, really. So the mind-body connection goes very deep and can really be in service to us. Mm-hmm. It can also break us down.
I think as a personal trainer, I'm always being mindful of what is this person experiencing? Mm-hmm. I can watch the biomechanics of someone's knee start to bend or their back starting to engage in a Romanian deadlift when I especially don't want them to use their back. And that's when I'll definitely say, we got to work on form before we add any more plates to that bar. There's no way we're going to, for pride's sake or ego's sake, keep pushing.
So their mind, body, they're not as in touch with it the way that you're approaching
because
it.
Because they don't sense the danger they're starting to enter.
Or they're pushing for reasons that are, you know, I have some friends, I ride mountain bikes pretty hard with some buddies, one of them in particular, who's won all kinds of national championships at enduro. And I asked him, why do you ride so hard, you know, all the time, riding and training? He said, I think I'm just chasing the crazies away. Now, he was just kidding, but it stuck with me. And I think there was an element of truth to that. So we have this mind-body connection where our mind, we might be engaged with our physical fitness journey for very unhealthy reasons, potentially. I see you smiling. What are your thoughts
on
that?
Well, because I know for a fact, myself and others in the fitness industry will gladly seek out another workout to keep the necessity of some pharmaceutical for my brain to go in and sort of fix the problems for me. But over time, I've learned you don't go all out and let the dopamine just hit you. Because now you're chasing that dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. What you really want to do is find your balance. You work out to that point where you're like, oh, that feels good. Great. Now your whole day is set.
Yeah, that would take some almost meditation or intentionality or thoughtfulness before a workout.
That is not even before the workout. That's how I approach every single repetition. Mm. Every one of them is going to be perfect. Every one of them is sort of like a yoga movement. It's just something a little bit holy to that. Mm. You know, there's a correct way to do it. And that's what I'm going for. Now that I understand why I'm engaging this muscle group or why good form is so important, not only not injuring, but to really feel what I'm going for. Hmm. I don't have to work out as hard because as soon as I go beyond that good form, now I'm losing why I'm really there for me. Now it's just about finding my wall, perhaps, and that isn't what I came for today.
This mind-body connection thing is so powerful. I'll add to this that I'm a certified flow coach. So Mikai Csikszentmihalyi coined the term flow back in 1972, while building a body of research around the concept. And now that we can do brain mapping, there are other players in the space that have picked up this mantle and run with it. And it's fascinating what they can discern from brain mapping and experience to the mind-body connection and flow. There are 8 primary triggers. The 4 primary are the most potent, and that is 1 being at the intersection of skill and challenge. 2 is some degree of novelty. 3 is risk. Okay, so put yourself in a weight room and you're trying to learn new moves with a trainer or on your own. There's an intersection of skill and challenge that you're going to find. There is a degree of novelty if it's a new exercise, which is a big part of your life. That's how we originally started talking in earnest, was because I was looking for new novel exercises. And there's some degree of risk. You could get hurt doing this. You know, that's every waiver you sign at every fitness facility. So really what you're talking about, this spiritual connection, and I'll add that they can map meditators and they can map the Red Bull athlete hucking his or herself off the cliff. The brain fires up the same way. It's flow. So for you, exercise, and maybe even for your clients, exercise is a holy thing. It's a flow state. It's a meditation. It's something that's good for us, that is salutogenic, that's building us up. That mind-body connection is a huge part of that.
I mean, honestly, Patrick, I'm honored that someone like you or anybody who's hired me says, hey, would you mind joining me on this journey and giving me a couple of tips, guides along the way? Because the way I see working out is, you know, it's very personal. Mm-hmm. It's the thing I have the most autonomy over. And you've invited me to help guide that. I mean, that's a huge, huge request.
Yeah.
And I'm totally honored to be a part of it.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel when a client hires me for their traditional wealth management. I mean, it's such sacred space. It's the thing people don't talk about. But when it comes to your physical fitness, or money is the thing that people are most reluctant to talk about. And that's the very first thing we're diving into. And I feel the same way. I'm honored to be here and to be discussing this with you and seeing if I can add some value. But you're right. At the start of the show, you said that it is about the personal sovereignty and the autonomy. It's the one thing that we really have so much control over, what we put in our body, how we exercise it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I think that this has been a great conversation. I want to come back on another show and talk about some biggest bang for the buck exercises that you can get. We're not going to have time in this show for that. But the last point is one that you could probably address in a few seconds for us before I want to give people an opportunity to know how to get in touch with you, which is the joy of goal setting. So tell me just briefly what you mean by that in the context of this other overall bigger conversation where you really are speaking into something and it is sacred space that we get to enjoy. Whether people stay tuned in or not and listen or not, that's up to them. But those that are still with us, thank you for listening. But the joy of goal setting, tell us about that in the context of this overall beautiful journey of physical fitness.
Okay, to those of you who are a little too young to understand that once upon a time, the joy of was always followed by another word. It was kind of a play on that. Goal setting, really? Yeah. That sounds like the opposite of what that other word once was. Yeah. Yes and no. Goal setting is very much, okay, what's your roadmap for fitness? What's the purpose? And also for goal setting, I'm thinking of making it your own. Mm-hmm. This is your plan, your map. I'm simply the guide on this map. Yeah. If you own it, then you absolutely are bought in. And I'm just sort of watching and helping you maybe not only correct, but make it more difficult. It looks like you're really ready for the next level.
Love it. Love it. Well, this has been a delightful conversation. I feel like we're just getting warmed up. But they do a great job over at Strata Fit, Strata Wellness, Garden of the Gods Club, for that matter. They really are interested in one's holistic well-being. And so whether you're a member of the club or not, you can still engage with Strata. And I would encourage everybody to check out their website. Shaw, anything you want to add to that?
Our website, by the way, stratawell.com.
Perfect.
Our owners, so kind and such great vision, Judy Mackey and Brenda Smith, to have been able to bring not just fitness, of course, but, you know, naturopaths, acupuncture. It's just a really East meets West holistic vision for your health that you're in charge of for wellness memberships.
Great.
At Strata. I think that's so unique, not just in this region, but really in the world. Mm. So those who come to the Garden of the Gods Resort can come experience for themselves in a very short amount of time, come see a cardiologist, see a naturopath, just on your visit here. And those who are members of the Colorado Springs community, take the time, visit what we offer, and see if that's a good fit for you.
Love it. Well, thank you for joining us today, and thank you all for listening.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the affecting of transaction in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.